You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rolling along on a Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Chargers winning overtime last night against the Philadelphia Eagles, making those playoff hopes slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. Really sucks. But hey, it's okay. We still a chance. What is it, the Dumb and Dumber?
So you say there's a chance.
You better believe it. Somebody says we need to start a driving crooner group. Well, you got to drive fast so they don't get by. They got to get right by. They got to be perfectly next to it. They get perfectly next to me to see it. So I thought of this morning driving into work as we talk about Andy Reid and the season and where you want to put blame and who's, you know, who gets the majority of the piece of the pie. And I just do this because I go off of what Andy Reid tells us every single week, and he puts a lot of blame on himself. He puts a lot of kind of the weight on his shoulders, I will say. So I don't think that this conversation is out of pocket or anything like that. So backstory of my life, right? I had a family that was, you know, lucky enough to have a house at Table Rock Lake, and my grandpa was a G out there, man. He did everything, right? Well, as a kid going there, you know, you'd always see, and I'm sure you guys have had this too, if you guys have known somebody who has a lake house of some sort. I know you hang out with, like, Tammy. They have people that take care of it, or they have somebody that owns it, obviously, like a dad or a grandfather. And when I was younger, my grandfather would always go down the hill, come up the hill, massive hill at Table Rock Lake. Shell Knob is where we lived. And he'd carry gas cans full, like 5-gallon gas cans, up the hill, down the hill, all the way up till he was, like, you know, in his mid-60s. Well, eventually, he doesn't need to do everything. You don't need to pack the cooler. You don't need to pack the gas. You don't need to do all this. Let us do it for you. And eventually you have to tell him, like, hey, it's no longer your job to do everything. And that's where this analogy fits with Andy Reid.
Did he let you do that?
Eventually, because age eventually, you know, did that. And we'd say, you know, hey, Papa, like, you don't need to do it. I'll grab that. I'm 18 now. I can carry 2 gas tanks, or I can carry the noodles and the floats, and I can carry the cooler. You just go down there, sit down, enjoy what you built. And if we need something, we'll let you know, and you'll be the supervisor to kind of say, hey, the key to the locker is in the back left. It's behind this. Okay, cool. Nobody would know that because we had to go to you to figure that out. Andy Reid is the old man at the lake, right? For years, Andy Reid has gone up and down the hill, up and down the hill. He's done everything. He's had everything there. Maybe now it's time for Andy Reid to rely on, like the dad at the lake would rely on his son now, who's older and has a family, and he can tell his kids to get things ready. Sit in the lawn chair on the dock, enjoy the weather, enjoy the water, and at dinner time, pour yourself an old-fashioned, sit on the couch, we'll take care of it, Dad. I think that's where the Chiefs kind of need to move forward, and I think that's where Andy Reid needs to move forward. The biggest enigma in all of this is what you just said. Will Andy allow that?
Yeah, and that's the thing.
That's where it all settles down for me, is that Mahomes will be 31 next year. I don't know if Travis Kelce comes back next year. Mahomes will now be in the league almost 10 years. And it's at the point where it's like, Andy, you can just sit back and reap the benefits of what you have built. You are not irrelevant to the system anymore. You are not someone who is going to, you know, not have any say or emphasis, but maybe it's okay to actually use an offensive coordinator. Maybe it's okay to use your quarterback's coach to talk to your quarterback. And I know that people will say, well, Andy doesn't sit on the bench anymore. Yeah, but he's still in that ear, and he's still calling the plays, and he's still in control of everything. And I don't think he necessarily has to, because for years people have seen how his system works, right? And he's let that be known that this is what happens, this is how we do things. And the example that I will give you that strikes true to me is, what was the best unit in the second half in that game on Sunday night?
Defense.
Who's in control of the defense?
Spags was.
Not Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Spags is in control of that unit. You know how those go in the locker room? Mm-hmm. They go to the side. Spags gets to the whiteboard. He tells them what we're going to do. And Spags has control of that. And it's one voice that they can get to and they can talk to. Whereas the offense, you've got guys like Nagy. You've got guys like Andy. You've got guys like the receivers coach that are all just waiting for Andy to say something, come up with something. And maybe at times people see things differently, or they see something develop more clearly than maybe Andy might. Not saying that Andy Reid has lost his edge, but I think Andy Reid is trying to do too much where he could trust others to help him out to get the ultimate goal achieved.
Yeah, then that's the biggest question. Will he allow that to happen? Because there are people that see the game differently. Hell, it doesn't matter if you're on the same coaching staff as Andy Reid, or even if you're Patrick Mahomes. Everybody interprets things and sees things differently. And there may be something that's happening on the field that I don't see. And Dusty's like, oh my God, did you see that? I'm like, no, I didn't. Then you go back and look at it. You go, ooh, good job out of you. Way to go, man. Way to pick that up. That was something unique. Not everybody can see everything. But I do believe, like, as we've sat here now and we're all in the realization that this team is not going to the playoffs. I know there's still a couple of, again, diehards out there with their Mahomes rosary beads, you know, thinking that this team is going to the playoffs. Last night, the win by the Chargers, pretty much, that's all she wrote for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, when you don't make it to the postseason, and everybody wants blame. And a lot of the times we don't want to blame the people that we should blame because we like those people, you know, like Patrick Mahomes at times, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and Andy Reid falls into that category for
Grandpa,
a lot of folks.
Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Grandpa and dad. But the more I was thinking about it yesterday, this season is 100% the fault of Andy Reid, because he's the head coach. And when we sit here and give him praise for winning and all that stuff, because he's the head coach, well, the flip side happens, then you get the blame when you're the head coach. And this whole season, for a number of different reasons, is all about Andy Reid's failure as a head football coach this year. Starts with the penalties. That's the number one thing. That's on the head coach, right? Imagine you're an employee. Spector told us not to do the library anymore. Didn't like it anymore. It was done. What if we came in and did the library and basically threw what our boss said in his face? There would be repercussions for that. That's Juwan Taylor committing penalty after penalty after penalty, but it's also on Andy Reid for never really doing anything about it. You know, never really benching him, never doing something that was a tangible punishment for hurting his team. And so if you're the guy at the office that gets away with everything all the time, what's your incentive to listen? You've got to discipline your guys. You've got to hold these guys accountable. Accountability was very lacking this year for Andy Reid. The play calling this year has been abysmal by Andy Reid. We have heard people use the term predictable when it comes to Andy Reid. That's NFL players are using that term. That's people on the field going against this team. That's their opponents. Everybody is looking at this as being a predictable play calling offense. That's why you get different eyeballs in there, or allow the eyeballs that you have to have a say in seeing the game, and you don't become predictable. Personnel. I wasn't really thinking much about personnel until I watched the game on Sunday. And I realized, boy, the personnel is on this team. Maybe Andy Reid is misjudging the personnel because he wants to play veterans as opposed to younger players. And that's not the way to do it. In order for this organization to move forward, we need to have some of these younger players playing. Noah Williams and Esa Pole played their asses off in that game against a very good Houston Texan team, right? A very good Houston Texan team. How many other guys is Andy not giving the opportunity to, because maybe they're not older or they're not one of those veteran guys, and you have talent that's stashed on the bench that should be out there playing, because while they don't have the experience, they may be better at this point in their career than some of these veteran guys. Number four for me, what went wrong with Andy Reid this year. He says listen all the time in his press conference. Does he listen? I'm wondering, does he listen to his coaches? Does he listen to the people on his staff? Number five reason why I'm blaming Andy Reid, energy. How many times have we heard at halftime of games, we need to be have better energy, 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 energy. Gosh. You're the leader of the team. The energy level starts with you. Mm-hmm. That's the direct impact of the head coach. Bring that energy to your team will have energy. And then finally, the whole thing has been stale from an offensive standpoint. They've not evolved. The league is caught up, and nobody thinks they're special anymore. And so those are six reasons that I look at and I go, this is why this season went wrong. And they all go back to the head football coach. He is the guy that sets the tone for everything in every organization. Andy Reid has to be better than he was this year, both on the field and off the field. And if he can improve and get back to where he was, then this team will be just fine. But to me, this whole season, in my opinion, is the direct result of those six things that I just mentioned that go back to the head football coach.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Breshard Smith, too. Why isn't he seeing
exactly. There's another guy, right? Yeah.
You go on the defense, too. There's just so many guys on this team where you're like, wait, what's going on?
What happened to Jalen Royals?
Yeah, remember that guy, right? Where's that guy?
Didn't even get a chance.
Esipole.
Yeah, Wanya Morris, we've seen be for 2 years.
Seeing Esipole do what he did, I hate to be this guy, and I hate to be hyperbolic Bob on this one. How many other guys are Esipoles on the roster that Andy isn't given an opportunity to?
Yep.
Like, didn't they draft the linebacker this past year?
Jeffrey Bassa, who I was another guy I was really excited about. Haven't seen him play besides special teams.
Is he still on the team?
Yes.
I mean, you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Here. Why aren't we giving that guy an opportunity to play?
He was supposed to be good in coverage, right? Faster sideline to sideline guy.
And I know, and we hear it all the time, and I've said it myself, these coaches watch these guys in practice. They're putting the best players out there. Maybe they're not. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was wrong on that one.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, when you have a down year, you got to go back and revisit the lab.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.